Hey there, everybody. Welcome to a fresh new episode of Green Mushroom Gaming. I'm Keith. I'm sitting here with Spencer. What's up, dude?
Hey, what is going on?
If you don't recognize the name of our show, that's because we went through a little bit of a rebranding. We are now Green Mushroom Media, formerly Three Guys One Up Podcast Network. This is Green Mushroom Gaming, formerly Three Guys One Up. Same old show, same old shit, but fresh new look. We're looking good, too, if I must say so myself.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and agree with you there because the website's looking fresh. We got new socials. We got an Instagram, right?
Well, it's about to happen because we're gonna be doing some more video stuff, some reels and shit. Getting hip.
Oh, yeah.
Getting hip with it.
The kids like the reels.
Yeah.
We can do some Tic Tacs.
Tic Tac. We might Tic Tac.
Are you going to make a Tic Tac?
Yeah. Orange Tic Tacs. Mint Tic Tacs.
Oh, I love the mint ones the best.
Yeah, right.
So that's cool. It's shaping up, man. I'm really enjoying it.
Me too. I think it's doing well. Follow us on those socials. We have a Twitter @ Green Mushies. That's us, Green Mushroom Media.
Green Mushies. That's nice.
Yeah. The Green Mushroom Media was too long, so I had to condense a bit. And yeah, I mean, check out our new website. It is looking pretty. Greenmushroommedia.com. While you're there, check out our Patreon as well. Drop in and show your support by becoming a patron. That'd be really cool. Because we got our one patron real lonely over there, but we love you, Dylan. Thank you.
Who is it? It's Dylan.
That's him.
Thanks, Dilly.
Yeah. But enough of that. Enough of that rebrand talk.
Is it? Let's because we in. Also launched a new show.
Oh, shit. I guess we should just go ahead and talk about that. Hey, do you like Premier League soccer?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I didn't know who you were talking to. Yeah, then I realized it must be me because I'm the only other one here.
Yeah, it's you that I was talking to. But I like the pause waiting for me to get it out. Well, if you also like Premier League soccer, like Spencer and myself, you might like our new show. It's called Soccer Here. It's part of the Green Mushroom Media Network. You can find it on our website, Spotify, Google, Amazon, Apple, all this. If you found this show, you can find that show. And it's a lot of fun. We talk about Premier League football. We talk about our local club. Talk about kits, all the fun stuff.
Hell yeah. I'm having a blast with it.
Hell yeah. Me too. I'm so fucking pumped. Premier League is back, man. But yeah, you can hear us gab more about that shit on that show. But yeah, let's move on. Let's talk about some video games and shit on this show, because this is Green Mushroom Gaming right here. Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. I don't know. There's some gaming stuff going on, but mostly just some kind of like random tech news that I've got to make our way through. But let's start with the gaming stuff. You know, we talk a lot about Xbox Game Pass on this show because it is a phenomenal service that you get a lot of bang for your buck out of. And it looks like they're gonna try and make it even better. Microsoft is starting to test a new Xbox Game Pass family plan. It allows Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscribers to share their subscription with up to four others in the same country.
In the same country?
That's what it says.
Interesting.
They're starting limited previews right now. So they're testing it out. And, like, I don't know. I already thought they were kind of not going to make their nut, but they've said that they're doing just fine with how Game Pass currently works. And now one account could be shared with up to four people within the same country. I've got to assume
that the price is higher for a family plan.
Let me go... Yeah, it I'm making my way through this article here. They're starting to roll it out in a few, it looks like a couple of different countries now, starting in Colombia and Ireland. Xbox insiders can begin to preview the plan that allows multiple people to share Game Pass. It looks like that price is going to be a bit more. This is saying €21.99 per month, so about €22 per month, which really isn't that much more for what you're already getting.
Yeah, that's not terrible. That works out to, what, 25-ish?
Yeah, depending on the day.
On the day, sure. But realistically, yeah, I mean, it's not that much more. And if you can share it with four people.
Yeah, currently, if you're just doing the PC Game Pass, it's $10 a month. But if you're signing on for Ultimate, it's $14.99. So just another $10 and split that four ways. Man, that's a sick deal. This is a good idea. This is a good plan. They just keep making Game Pass better and better. And I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Totally awesome.
If you happen to be in Ireland or Colombia, give us a shout if you're trying this service out. I want to hear how it works, if it's doing the deed for you out there. And hopefully it starts spreading around soon, and that becomes a more abundant thing. We'll keep you posted on that. But let's move on to something else. Hey, you remember a while back, it's been some time now, when we were talking about Netflix creating some games and their service was going to include like mobile games and shit like that?
Yeah.
Well, they did that. I know we talked about a couple of these games. They're just rinky-dink little mobile games. And, you know, it turns out that nobody's playing them. Less than 1% of Netflix subscribers have actually tried their games.
What?
Less than 1%. Yeah, super shocked. You know, their Netflix is going through hard times. They're losing a lot of subscribers, and their mobile games aren't retaining those subscribers. Imagine that. Like, I don't know. What did they expect? That their like little basketball mobile game was going to score a bunch of subscribers?
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. Like, I don't know. I don't like mobile games to begin with, frankly. So I don't quite understand what they thought was going to happen here. I don't know. Maybe we should try them and see just how microtransaction-y they are.
They're not. The couple that I played, like, I've played a couple of them, and they're just mobile games, honestly. I haven't tried the Stranger Things games. There's like three of them or anything like that. I just kind of downloaded their silly little, like, there's one that's like a hoops, shooting hoops. There's one that, I don't know, you bounce around it. It's like dumb mobile games. And well, I think,
are there any microtransactions? Or is it literally just a game to play?
I think it's just a game to play. If I remember correctly, there wasn't any microtransactions in the couple that I played. But again, I wasn't playing like their named games like the Stranger Things RPG or whatever.
Right. Because
it was like a weird 8-bit. I don't even know what was going on with it, to be perfectly honest. I didn't even download it. I don't even know what they're offering anymore, if they've increased the library or if they're all focusing on things.
I'm taking a look now. I'm seeing a fair amount of games here. 1, 2, 3.
When I looked, there was probably 8.
There are approximately 30 as of right now.
Okay. So they're developing.
Yeah, some of them are based around properties. Some of them are not.
And I think, but
if there's no microtransactions, why would I not want to be playing these?
Yeah, because I know their original plan was to not put microtransactions in them because it's included with their monthly paid service, right? So
right.
they are getting paid for these games. They're not just free games. Like it's included with your Netflix subscription.
Huh.
Maybe
I wrote them off too quickly.
Yeah, maybe I have to give them another look as well, but You know, it's not like we're alone in this. Over 99% of people with Netflix subscriptions have not even looked at these games. So we're ahead of the curve there.
Yeah, maybe we have homework then. Let's play some games and talk about them next week.
Yeah, let's see. Just, I mean, some the little hoop shooting game that I was playing was fairly addicting, but it, I don't know. It was just a mobile game. I don't know. I'm going to try this next time, this before next week when we get into it and we talk about more of these games. I'm going to try some of their games based off their properties, you know, Stranger Things. I don't know what else. You were just looking at the list. Do you know what else, like, what's a hot item in the list?
I found a game based around exploding kittens that
I like that.
That card game that the guy from the Oatmeal made.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
That is cool.
Multiplayer too.
Oh. Well, let's do that.
What else do we got here? Stranger Things 1984. We got some sort of golf game, it looks like. There's a League of Legends game here, Hextech Mayhem.
Oh yeah, I forgot that was coming out.
Fast-paced rhythm runner featuring Ziggs and Heimerdinger.
Okay.
Dominoes, a bowling game.
I played the bowling game.
Shooting hoops. There's a racing game called Asphalt Extreme.
Oh shit.
What else do we got here? What is that? Is this another League of Legends game? No, I don't think so. It's called Arcanium, Rise of Akan. And I don't know what this is based on.
Yeah, that I don't know what that is. Well, like you said.
It looks like it's based on something. Unless they just made up some weird, some giant fantasy thing. What else here? I don't know. There's some others. There's plenty of other games here. Lots of nothing. There's another Stranger Things game. Okay.
Yeah, I think there's two or three of those, and
I'm seeing a zombie game here. All right. I mean, there's a lot to play, so that's something.
Yeah, let's do our homework. Let's maybe try and play some Exploding Kittens together, because that would be fun. That game's great.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, let's dip out of the 99% and get into, we'll be one percenters.
But by the time we do that, maybe it goes up and we're going to be three percenters.
Ooh, I like the way you're thinking.
Dude, I don't like that. I said it and I immediately felt bad about it.
And it hurt.
It hurt. Yeah, let's not be those.
let's not be three percenters. Let's stay away from that.
Yeah, we'll stick with one, two, or four.
And I'm back.
You cut out. You cut out again.
Yeah, yeah. I'm back now. It's the once per show Keith cut out. I need to have like a bit of music that I play every time I come back from
the Jeopardy theme. final Jeopardy theme.
All right, let's move on. Man, that I just scrolled past this, and this is one of the best hard drive titles of articles I've seen in a long time, and they do good stuff.
It's there. Really great satire. Yeah.
The Katamari movie casts Elon Musk as a giant ball of garbage. I love it.
Well
I
done.
Love it so much. Thank you, hard drive, for the quick laugh. All right. More gaming. Let's talk about, Marvel's Midnight Suns. You know, this was supposed to, we kind of talked about this recently, maybe not that recently, but it was supposed to be released fairly soon, and now they've pushed it, and they have no specific date. They say sometime 2023. Get fucked, basically. So,
tight.
Yeah. So if you were excited about this game,
walk too bad.
Back a bit. Yeah.
Too bad. Fuck you.
Yeah. That's kind of what they said. It's like, well, it's been delayed again, and this time there's no date. Fuck off.
Yep.
So that's cool. But here's a game that everybody seems to be playing that we need to get on. Let's do it. I know Nickelodeon Brawl was not what we wanted it to be, but Multiversus has over 10 million players. It hasn't even hit full launch yet. It's still open beta, technically. So across all platforms, they've reached 10 million players. That's pretty awesome.
Is this game available on Steam or?
I don't know where it is on PC. I know it's on like all platforms. It's on Xbox. It's on Switch, I think. And it's free to play, right?
Oh, it is on Steam. And yes, it is free to play.
So I don't see why we shouldn't do it. It's also on Epic Games. I mean, it's fucking everywhere. You can play it anywhere.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's all right, 5.13 gigabytes.
That's not bad at all.
Installing now.
Yeah, let's play. It's a free to play crossover fighting game. We've talked about it before, so it's all the WB properties. You've got Scooby-Doo and Batman and Game of Thrones and Iron Giant. There's so much going on here. It's pretty awesome. And I've heard really great things. I've also heard it's extremely well balanced. That I saw a tier list and they were like, you know how usually there's S tier, A tier, B tier, C tier, F tier, sure, whatever. The tier list that I saw, the guy was like, everybody is so viable that we didn't go down to B tier. It's A minus, A plus, S. He said it doesn't, like, I had to rank them because we wanted a tier list, but it doesn't matter who you play. Everybody is so well balanced that everybody is super viable, which I love. I think that's a great system for a game like this. You're muted, so I can't hear you. Now I can.
Hey, look at that. I was just saying that that's the way it should be done. Why would you create a game and have unplayable characters?
Right.
Especially a game like this. It doesn't make sense.
Right. But, you know, like it happens in Smash and stuff like that. There's definitely, you'll be like, ooh, yeah, I want to play this character. And you get on him and it's like, man, this fucking sucks. Like, I can't move or my hits don't do shit. Like
Hanzo main.
Hanzo main, Genji main. But yeah, this is another one that I think we should have homework with. Maybe we could get David on it with us.
Oh, yeah.
Now
that he's gonna be back, baby.
Getting him back, getting the David back. So yeah, let's get multiversal. All right. What else can we talk about? More gaming, more gaming, more gaming. That's it. That's all I got for gaming. The other stuff I got is tech. You got more gaming?
Nah, let's get into some tech.
Let's get into some tech. So there's some streaming stuff. We were just talking about some streaming stuff. So let's talk about what Walmart has in store for us, because they are looking to join the streaming services. You know, Amazon's doing it. They already have Walmart Plus, and nobody wants to pay for it, so they're trying to get people over to Walmart Plus.
Remember when they were forcing people to get Walmart Plus just to have a chance at getting consoles?
It got me a console.
It did, didn't it? You paid for it. You and Jonathan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I paid for a month of Walmart Plus so I could buy a console from them, and then I canceled it immediately.
Oh, man. Because
why? Why do I need Walmart Plus?
If you don't shop at Walmart, you probably don't need Walmart Plus.
Yeah. So they're trying again. This isn't the first time they've done it. They're trying again to build themselves a streaming service. We'll see what actually comes of it. There's just too, like, the only way I could see myself falling into another streaming service is if they offered stuff that other streaming services are offering just in better abundance. You know what I mean? They're combining
absolutely
what I would get out of multiple services.
And I'm not against personally and more streaming services. I don't like having to pay all that, you know, separately and whatnot, but it needs to actually have utility. Like, what are they going to do that's original? What are they going to have that's back catalog from other places to keep people around?
Right. Are they planning on going original? Are we going to have Walmart original shows?
You know? I mean, that's a great question, frankly. I wish I knew the answer.
Me too. We'll be keeping a close eye on this. We'll keep you posted. We might even talk about it on Weekend Watch. I don't know. This kind of crosses over our shows a bit.
Almost certainly, right? So
we'll definitely be talking about this. If you don't hear it here, go check out our other show, Weekend Watch, where we do a lot of talk about streaming services and what's streaming now and such. So if they do a good job with it, we're going to have to subscribe and start suggesting shows off of Walmart Plus, right?
I mean, we must. I doubt it. I doubt it's going to be good, but, you know, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. But you kind of know. All right, while we're on the subject of streaming, let's talk about Disney Plus and Hulu. If you are currently subscribed to Disney Plus and Hulu, get ready for some price hikes, baby. This is, I mean, it's just the name of the game. They, unlike Netflix, have increased subscribers, they're saying, by 8 million. Disney reported adding 8 million new subscribers to Disney Plus around the same time Netflix announced their, what, 1 million decrease in subscribers or something like that?
Yeah, that's kind of nuts, man.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Fuck ton.
It's a lot of subscribers. They clearly are appealing to a bigger crowd. I get it. There's a lot available on Disney Plus now, especially when you do the bundle.
Yeah, I agree.
You and I were talking about this before we started recording, the price structure. There's a price increase to all of these except the bundle that's ad-free everything. That is staying the same price, it seems.
That's what it looks like to me. We will report back if we find out differently. But as of right now, it looks like the biggest price hikes will be to the ad-supported plans.
Yeah.
There's Hulu and ESPN Plus ad-supported plan will be going from $13.99 to $14.99 a month. Disney Plus with Hulu with ads will be $10 a month. And everything without ads is 20. I don't know. This is a weird price hike. I also fucking hate this. They're like, hey, we raked in 8 million new subscribers, so price hike, baby. We brought in all this money. Like, now we so want more money.
Yeah, that seems real silly to me. I don't like that one bit.
No.
But what I don't know. I don't know. I hate it.
You would think, because it was Amazon that was saying, it's like, okay, but we're upping our production. We're giving you a better premium product. That's why we're increasing prices. And we're, we made a fuck ton of money, but we're going to be spending a fuck ton more money making better stuff for you. That was their excuse. Right. And it's bullshit. It's a crock of shit. But Disney's not even saying that. They're like, hey, we got 8 million more subscribers and we're going to charge the fuck out of you. That's kind of it. And that sucks, man. We should be going backwards. It should be like, hey,
we can actually afford a price cut. But
yeah, that's 8 million new subscribers. That means you pay 80 cents less. Like, even that people would be stoked about. I'd be fucking stoked about it. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Never going to happen. Sadly.
Bummer.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Cry.
I'm not going to cancel it.
No.
Which I guess is where they got me, right?
No. I mean, USL's on ESPN Plus. Like, Disney Plus is actually doing some pretty good stuff. I need to actually watch their shows. All right. Now let's talk about some shitty shit. Meta, you know, Facebook.
I know of them. I've heard of them.
You've heard of this little startup called Facebook. Well, turns out all that data that they're getting from you, they have no problem just handing that right over to the police to get you arrested. This just happened, I believe, in Nebraska. Let me click on this. I don't remember exactly where. But a 17-year-old girl and her mother, yes, in Nebraska, have been charged with a series of felonies and misdemeanors because they took the 17-year-old took medication to abort a baby. And the cops went to Facebook and said, hey, can we get all this data? And they said, yeah, here you go. And now they're being charged with felonies, both the mother and the daughter. So,
yeah,
I don't like any of this. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, did you read the whole article?
I did read the whole article. Like I said, I don't like any of this article. This article is up in our Discord. Find our Discord information in the show's information. Come join us. Read all about this. I'm not going to go through the entire thing, but you want to give us like a little bit of what's going on here, Spencer?
Nope.
No, you don't. Nope. Okay. That's fine with me because I don't like any of this. I like none of it.
The incident in question is pretty horrific.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's far beyond, you know, your 12-week abortion that's done, you know?
It is, but mostly why I wanted to bring this up.
I don't know. It's this. I don't want to say some stuff. I'm going to say some things that's going to get me in trouble with everyone.
It's going to stir some shit here. I wanted to bring this up on this show because it is a tech related thing. Like I said, read this Vice article if you want more information on the specifics of what's happening here. But the reason I want to talk about it is this is a shining example of just how valuable your data is as an individual and what they can do with your data because you said they could when you click that little box that says I agree. And this is an issue that we have in the modern world. You know, data is valuable.
Yes, 100%. It's definitely something that people really ought to be more aware of, just how encrypted your messages are. Be aware of the platforms you're using to send messages. And this applies to many different types of reasons to be sending messages.
Right.
It's just be aware. Be aware that certain platforms are not encrypted. Some are far more prone to complying with search warrants, etc.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, this article sucks.
Yeah, it sucks real bad. Everything about this article sucks real, real bad.
It sucks. It sucks so bad. So let's move the fuck on. I just wanted to let all of you know, protect your data. Also, do the right thing when it comes to voting on things about like securing your data and who's going to do that. It's important. This is really important. Even if you think it's not important to you, it is. If you have a Facebook account, if you have a Google account, if you have a WeChat account, if you have a TikTok, an Instagram, any of these things, protect your fucking data. It's important. Let's move on.
Hooray.
All right. What do you got? You got magic for me? Anything happening? We got a moment.
We got some stuff. They finally fully announced the details for the Magic 30 celebration in Las Vegas in October.
All right.
It's a big old, lots of tournaments happening, lots of celebrations of magic, exclusive meeting artists, or tons of artists are going to be there. Cosplayers are going to be there. It's going to be a whole big thing.
Neat.
It looks like a pretty cool event. However, they are very much price gouging people.
Oh, that's a surprise. I'm surprised. This is my surprise face.
Sure. The biggest package you can get is the Black Lotus VIP package. $700 for the weekend.
Oh.
Gets you entry, obviously. 4 event promo cards. You get a Richard Garfield PhD promo card, 2 mystery boosters, 3 Dominaria United collector boosters, 3 Commander Legends draft boosters, 2 Modern Horizons 2 draft boosters, 4 Commander promo cards, an exclusive Commander playmat, an exclusive Magic 30 playmat, exclusive deck box and sleeves, a Secret Lair event entry, looks like, a Planeswalker backpack of Timbuktu brand. You get a 1 entry into any Commander event you want. You get to go to an exclusive event with Mark Rosewater to play Unfinity before it's released, I think. You get access to the Command Zone all weekend, complimentary entry to 1 Crimson Anniversary Night party, access to the VIP lounge, and 10% off on all event exclusive merchandise. Now,
you know, somebody that's a lot of stuff.
$700. It's a lot of stuff. Somebody went through and tried to ballpark. Yeah, tried to itemize just everything in this package. And for their best estimates, because some stuff is estimated, the package
is
worth about $650. And they're charging $700 for it.
I mean, that's Wizards for you. But that's a lot of stuff. Like, I kind of expected it to be like, hey, you get entry and 1 hover hand photo with the cosplayer of your choice.
Nice. Oh, man. Yeah, it's just funny. That being said, the event does look fun. They're, like I said, they're running tons of crazy events. Like, they're doing a sealed event where you get 1 booster from each of the past 30 sets.
Nuts. That's cool.
It costs $200 to play in.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's a bunch of stuff like that. That's a cool, fun little thing that they can just... That only they can do. How many people have like boxes from the last 30 sets? Just
exactly. It's not doable. And 30 packs to build 160 card deck from.
That's insane. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That would be a fun one to play in. And they're doing a bunch of those. Just
$200 is steep, but whatever.
Yeah. Just an absolute huge amount of different events. I mean, Shadowmoor block draft. Shadowmoor came out 18 years ago or something. Like, it's just a lot of stuff you'd never have a chance to play anywhere else.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, pretty cool event. Lots of panels and stuff that they're going to be having. It looks cool. It looks cool. I'm all tapped out.
All right. Very cool. Well, what else we got? You got some news? We covered a whole lot of news. You got any more news for us?
That was pretty much it, man. It's been a quiet week.
It has. It really has. I'm surprised we got through like a half hour, honestly.
Yeah, so am I. That's
pretty good.
Yeah. So that's something, you know, there's not much news. That's because sometimes that's the way the news goes.
Oh, there you go. I like that. Well, thank you all for listening in. We had a good time this week. Once again, we are going through a bit of a rebrand, but we are well underway. So check out our new website, greenmushroommedia.com. Over there, you can find all of our shows, including this one, Green Mushroom Gaming. You can find Weekend Watch. We talk about movies streaming, shows streaming. We do a lot of different fun news on that show as well. Check out our other brand new show that's called It's Called Soccer Here. It's all about Premier League football and all that kind of good stuff. While you're at our website, click on the little mushroom link thing there, and that'll take you to our Patreon page. You could become a patron like our good friend Dylan. Give us some pennies, and we'll keep making these podcasts. Otherwise, you have a great week. Thank you all for listening. We'll catch y'all next week. Adios.